Parakei Mishnah Hey. B'yatza el hamizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. So the Mishnah opens up from where we left off in Mishnah Dalet, that after the Kohen Gadol would complete his hazaos, the spritchings of the blood, both of the par, the ox, and the spritching of the seir of the goat, in the Kodesh Kadashim, the Holy of Holies, and in the Heichal. So it says that he would mix the bloods together, right? We mentioned at the end of the last Mishnah that he mixed the blood of the goat and of the ox together. And then he would leave to spritz the blood of this taruz, of this mixture, on what? On the corners, on the corners of the Mizbeach that was before Hashem. Which is the corners of the Mizbeach that's before Hashem? Zeh Mizbeach HaZahav. This is the golden Mizbeach that was in the Heichal, not in the Azara. There were two Mizbeachs, one in the Azara, one in the Heichal. So the golden one, which was smaller, that was in the Heichal, and it was called the Mizbeach that was Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, whereas the Mizbeach in the Azara does not have the name Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. Okay? And that, which it says, V'yatzeh, he left, it means he left from the place that he was spritching by the parochas, by the curtain, dividing the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim, to go to the Mizbeach HaZahav, the golden Mizbeach, in the Heichal, to spritz on the corners over there. Hitchel, so now he began Mechate V'yoreit, from this mixture of the both the blood of the ox and the goat, he would begin to spritz on the Mizbeach. Mazi would spritz on the corners of the Mizbeach, and he would make it pure. Kishumaka, when he's going around the Mizbeach, from corner to corner, and the Mishnah uses a lashon of mechate v'yored, meaning he would spritz the blood on each corner from the top going down to the bottom. Me'achar, because since he's spritzing it when he's standing in front of the corner, right? So he does it from top to bottom, because if he did it from bottom to top, the blood would spill onto his clothing, and he was the Kohen Gadol, he was wearing white clothing, they couldn't get dirty. So he'd make sure to spritz from top to bottom, not from bottom to top. Mehechan hu matchil. So now, from where does he begin the spritching, right? Which corner does he start off with? Mikaren mizrachis tzfonis. He starts from the northeast corner. From there, he goes tzfonis maravis, to the northwest corner. Then maravis dromis, to the southwest corner. Then he would conclude at dromis mizrachis, but he would conclude at the south east corner, and he would walk around the Mizbeach, you know, in this full circle, spritzing at each corner. Makom shehu matzil b'chatos al Mizbeach achiton, and it comes out, he's concluding, his last destination is the southeast corner, which happens to be the place where he began, Makom shehu matzil, it's the same place where he began with the chatos offering on the outer Mizbeach in the Azara. Meaning, he would begin the spritzing process in the outer Mizbeach in the Azara on the southeast corner. And the Mizbeach Azav, the golden Mizbeach, and the Heichal, he would conclude over there. So the place where he concluded on the Mizbeach Azav, the golden Mizbeach, and the Heichal was the same place that he began the spritzing of the blood in the outer Mizbeach in the Azara when he did the Chatas, offering the Chatas spritzings. Okay? So Misham, from there, some of the text, Sham over there, Hayagomer, the Kohen Gadol will finish the four spritchings of the blood of the Chatas, Amizbeach HaPnimi, on the inner Mizbeach, the corners of the Mizbeach, so in the Heichal. So basically what he's saying is that he starts from the northeast, then he walks in a full circle to northwest, to southwest, and then he concludes the southeast. And where he concludes the southeast, on this golden Mizbeach, and the Heichal, was the same place where he began the spritzing of the chatas offering in the outer Mizbeach in the Azara. So this is pointing that out. Rabbi Eliezer says, he argues, no, bimkomo haya omid machata. He didn't walk around the golden Mizbeach to spritz each corner. Rather, the Kohen Gadol stood in one spot, right? And then he would just stand, he says over here, Mizrachas phones, he would stand in the northeast spot. And from there, he would just spritz on all the corners of the Mizbeach, according to the same order we said earlier. Because the whole Mizbeach, Azahar, the whole golden Mizbeach, was only an amma by an amma. It's like 2 feet by 2 feet. So there's nowhere to walk. So he says, no, he stood in one spot in the northeast corner, and just spritzed them all from there. V'alkul, and on all the corners, Hayanos, and he would place the blood, milmatalamala, not upward motion to a downward motion, rather from a downward motion to an upward motion. Because he wasn't concerned that he spilled the blood on his clothing, because it was all so close. chutz mizu, except from the actual corner they're standing in front of, which was the northeast corner, shehoyis lefanav, that was right in front of him, she'alel hayanosim ma'alamata, there he put the blood from top to bottom, because all the other corners, right, he could do bottom to top. He's not going to get the blood on him. But the one that's right in front of him, he'd have to do top to bottom, otherwise he'd get blood on his clothing. So Rabbi Eliezer says that he wouldn't walk around it, rather he'd stay right where he was. And he says that he didn't spritz the blood bottom to top, he did top to bottom, except for the very corner that he was right in front of, they did top to bottom. And that wraps up Mishnah. Hey, Mishnah Vav. He's a Altaharo Shal Mizbeach. So after the Kohen Gadol would complete all the spritchings on the corner of the Mizbeach, he would then spritch on the Mizbeach itself, on the actual Mizbeach. So he'd have to take a shovel and move over the ashes and the coals to the side, and then on the actual golden Mizbeach in the Heichal, he would spritch the blood. All right, Taro means like the revealed part, meaning he would remove the ashes out of the way to spritz the blood on the actual roof of the golden Mizbeach. Sheva pa'amim, 7 times, like it says in the Pasuk, v'izalav menadam be'etzpa'o, sheva pa'amim, v'tihara, that with his finger he should spritz 7 times on the Mizbeach and make it pure. U'shiyari hadam, and then whatever was left over from the blood, after all these spritchings, hayashofich ayesod ma'aravi, shemizbeach echidon, he'd spill it on the Yesod Ma'arav, the west Yesod of the outer Mizbeach, the main Mizbeach, in the Azara. I will explain what this Yesod was. This is based on a Pasuk that's called Dama Poyishbach Yesod Mizbeach Ola Asher Pesach Al Moed. The Pasuk says that he would spritz it over there, he was poured over there. Mishal Mizbeach Achitzon, the leftover of the, so this is the leftover of the blood from the Mizbeach and the Heichel, the inner Mizbeach, was spilled over the west Yesod of the outer Mizbeach in the Azara. V'shal Mizbeach Achitzon, and then the leftover blood that was spritzed on the outer Mizbeach in the Azara, Ha'yishuvich HaYesod Deromi. You'd spill it on the same Yesod in the outer Mizbeach in the Azara, but on the south side of the Mizbeach. So, again, he's got leftover blood from the inner Mizbeach in the Heichal, the golden Mizbeach. He has leftover blood from the outer Mizbeach of the Azara. So the leftover blood of the inner Mizbeach in the Heichal, the golden Mizbeach, he would spill on the western Yesod of the outer Mizbeach in the Azara. And then the leftover blood from the outer Mizbeach in the Azara, he would pour on the south side of the Yesod of the outer Mizbeach in the Azara. So what was this Yesod? So, like this. She came with Karen Jerome in the southwest, Hayu Agaba Yesod, there was like this like side part of the Mizbeach, was this like Yesod. Yesod means foundation. It was like this side, like, you know, molding kind of the Mizbeach. And in that molding, there were these two holes. One was turned to the west, one was faced towards the south. And they would spill the blood over there. And that's what it means over here in our Mishnah, where they're spilling the blood. Okay? Shesheret, the leftovers of blood of the chatos, aprimius, the inner chatos, meaning the par, the ox, the seer, the goat, that was brought on Yom Kippur, that was spritched inside, over there by the Heichal and by the Kodesh Kodashim, they would spill that blood on the west, hole in this, molding around the Mizbeach and the Azara. Okay. Avol Sheyarei Adam, the leftover blood of the Chatas of that was Hachitonius, that was in the Azara, the blood that was spritzed in the Mizbeach that was in the Azara, that they would, spill that blood in the south hole of this molding around the Mizbeach of the Azara. And then where would the blood go from here? So from here, Elu ve'Elu, both bloods, they had different holes they went into, but they were both in the same Mizbeach in the Azara, the outer Mizbeach. And then the blood that went inside, both in the west hole and the south hole, Mis'arav and Ba'ama, they would mix together in the Am. Ha'ama is a stream that went through the Azara, and then the blood would go through, in the stream, would go out v'yotzen, and go out l'nachal Kidron, to the stream of Kidron, that Imkarin, it was sold, Lagananin Lazevel. This, the blood, this like water had the blood in it. It was very, very good for fertilizer. So it was sold to gardeners as fertilizer. Umal and Behen, and they had a din of like Kedusha on them because they were holy. So you didn't, you had to make sure the gardeners paid for it. If they didn't pay for it, they transgressed the sin of Me'ilah, having benefit from Hektish without payment. Granted, it's only on a rabbinic level over here because they say on a Torah level there's no Me'ilah on blood. But nevertheless, there's going to be on a rabbinic level, there's me'ila on this blood. Me'ila means that you're having benefit from things of the base of Mikdash in an improper way. So as long as the gardener is paid for it, then they're able to use it for the gardens, and that wraps up Mishnah Vav.